This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 19th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Global equities were mostly lower. At the latest U.S. close, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq fell 0.7 and 1.7% respectively. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 declined 0.7%, while Switzerland's SMI edged up 10 bips. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 and China's Shanghai Composite dropped 3.2% and 2.5% respectively. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.159 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.68%, down 2 basis points. Brent crude is up 0.7% at $92 a barrel, while gold is 40 bips lower at $4,348 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Against that backdrop, even as this week's rise in global bond yields begins to stabilize, equities have continued to show signs of discomfort. On Tuesday, the Nasdaq and Philadelphia Semiconductor Index fell 1.7% and 5% respectively. That continued into Wednesday with a 5.8% sell-off in South Korea's memory-heavy KOSPI and a 3.2% decline in Japan's Nikkei 225. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 fell 0.7% on Tuesday, posting its fifth consecutive decline for the first time in 2026, before trading flat at the time of writing. Adding to the unease, Brent crude stood roughly 1% higher at $89 a barrel amid persistent tensions in the Middle East. At first glance, these moves combine several factors that have historically challenged risk assets: higher bond yields, higher oil prices, and weakness in the technology and AI-linked shares that have led much of the equity rally. Concerns about AI monetization, ongoing debate over AI financing structures, and questions about the sustainability of investment spending have added to uncertainty around one of the market's most important themes. While these risks deserve attention, we don't believe recent market moves undermine the core case for equities. AI fundamentals remain intact. The latest sell-off has been concentrated largely among some of the market's strongest performers, adding to evidence that recent weakness reflects profit-taking and a momentum unwind rather than a broad deterioration in fundamentals. AI-related companies continue to report robust demand trends, with major hyperscalers posting average cloud revenue growth of 48% in the second quarter, up from 40% in the first quarter. While positioning may again be resetting, the underlying AI investment cycle still appears healthy, in our view. Earnings growth remains the market's anchor. Strong earnings growth has been one of the defining features of 2026. S&P 500 companies delivered nearly 35% year-over-year underlying earnings growth in the second quarter, and close to 4 out of 5 exceeded expectations. Just as importantly, earnings strength is no longer confined to a narrow group of technology companies. We're seeing broader participation from sectors such as industrials, financials, and consumer discretionary. In Europe, earnings momentum has improved after several years of stagnation, while Asia continues to benefit from resilient growth trends. The inflation shock narrative is not yet showing up in the data. Oil prices have risen, and market-based inflation expectations have moved higher in recent weeks as concerns over Middle East tensions intensified. However, the broader inflation picture remains more balanced than recent market moves suggest. US import prices unexpectedly fell in July, while headline and core inflation remain softer than a year ago. At the same time, softer housing activity, weaker industrial production, and a lower Atlanta Fed GDP Now estimate point to moderating rather than overheating growth. While higher energy prices are a risk to monitor, they don't necessarily imply a sustained inflation shock or a materially different policy path, in our view. So while periods of elevated volatility can be uncomfortable, they don't necessarily invalidate the underlying investment case. Investors should remain focused on the factors most critical to the medium-term outlook: the durability of AI investment, the breadth of earnings growth, and the path of inflation. Across all three, our base case remains constructive. We continue to think equities are attractive and favor a diversified approach that balances targeted allocations to structural growth opportunities with other sectors that stand to benefit from a broadening earnings cycle. It can be tempting to position more heavily in some of the faster-gaining AI beneficiaries after their rapid rise, but we think this move is a reminder to avoid becoming overly reliant on a narrow group of stocks. Instead, we would use periods of volatility as an opportunity to review diversification and put excess cash to work across portfolios. With yields now trading at fairly elevated levels, we would also reiterate the role quality fixed income can play in strengthening portfolio resilience should growth slow more than expected. Turning now to another development that caught our attention, Europe's fifth heatwave of the year is disrupting business activity across the region. Last summer's European heatwaves caused an estimated €43 billion in lost economic output, compared with only around €500 million in insured payouts, according to Moody's. In the Italian city of Padua and its surrounding province, more than 80% of around 600 hospitality businesses surveyed reported turnover declines of approximately 20% during the recent heatwave, according to Reuters. Higher temperatures can also reduce worker productivity, disrupt transport, raise cooling costs, and compound the effects of drought, wildfires, and water shortages. The latest disruption adds to evidence that extreme heat is becoming a more visible cost for European companies. Our view is that Europe's structural transformation extends well beyond the immediate economic effects of extreme heat. More frequent heat waves should increase the need for reliable electricity networks, renewable generation, energy-efficient buildings, cooling systems, and technologies that reduce energy consumption. They may also encourage investment in automation and industrial software as companies seek to improve productivity and make operations more resilient. Europe's aging population provides a separate long-term driver for healthcare and longevity, with nearly 20% of Europeans now over the age of 65. We remain constructive on select European companies positioned to benefit from these trends. We favour a diversified approach focused on European leaders with durable earnings drivers and exposure to decarbonisation, electrification, automation, industrial productivity, healthcare, and longevity. Elsewhere, shares in Unitree, China's best-known humanoid robot maker, climbed by as much as 6 times their initial public offering price at Wednesday's open. Gains have since pared back, with the shares now up roughly 3 times the offering price. The company raised around 6.1 billion Chinese yuan, or $900 million, in the Shanghai offering. The listing coincides with Beijing's World Robot Conference, where several new class-leading robotics offerings from different companies have been put on display. Without taking any views on individual companies, we see current market dynamics as a useful signal of investor enthusiasm for the sector. We see broader opportunities across China's robotics ecosystem, particularly in sensors, actuators, reducers, planetary roller screws, LiDAR, tactile systems, industrial automation, and companies with strong deployment channels or access to real-world training data. We also see value in select overseas companies with robotics exposure, including North Asian supply chain providers and automakers. Rather than positioning heavily in a single robotics company, we suggest investors seek diversified exposure. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 20th of August, investors will be watching US initial jobless claims and the Philadelphia Fed Business Index, Japan's trade balance for July, and the Riksbank's interest rate decision. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/cio-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.